So then in 86, you run, and then in the general, you defeated Gary Allison. A little bit about that campaign.
Gary Allison was a very proud liberal. And I say that because most of the Democrats who vote liberal run as conservatives. And I'm talking about the House and the Senate. But not Gary Allison. He was a university professor. I knew a lot of the people that knew him very well. One was the father of the judge down here.
Current judge?
Yeah, his son is. Hmm. And I appointed him. Okay. He's on the federal bench. Really a good guy. His dad was a conservative law professor at the University of Tulsa. He really didn't like Gary Allison because Gary Allison symbolizes the real liberal at the University of Tulsa and on the staff. So that race was a fairly easy race because it's just conservative versus liberal. His agenda was one that sounded real good when you're behind closed doors in the University of Tulsa, but not to the general public.
Plus, your name was really embedded in this community for the elections and what you'd run before. So you had a high name recognition factor going for you.
I'm not sure what my favorables were at that time, but they're respectable, I think.
Yeah. And it's a time then when the Republicans are gaining stronger hold in the state and in our district.
That's right. And then you got to keep in mind now, that was a race in the old district that was a strong 85% Democrat race. That's what it was when I ran. Then the next time it was also that way. And I think that my opponent at that time was Kurt Glasgow.
Yes. And they
right. Kurt Glasgow is another proud liberal. Mm-hmm. Not quite as proud because he saw the handwriting on the wall. But after winning those two races, that's when they decided that they would go ahead and give Mike Sinar, my Democrats, and I think his Republicans, after redistricting. Mm-hmm. And after that, like it is today, it's one of the strongest in the nation.
And then you won re-election in 92.
I ran three times
right.
in the old district. I had three tough races. Then they changed the district, so it is an easy district after that. But I only ran once in the district as an easy district when it turned out to be just solid Republican, and that was the laydown.
So when you're a member then of the U.S. House of Representatives in 1987, this brings up President Ronald Reagan. You voted against the president's budget, which included tax increases and no increase for defense spending. Mm-hmm. Here is this man that you've idolized all these years, and you voted against it. Tell us what was going on.
Well, that's my first realization that, in my judgment, he made some mistakes. And I think in the case of his tax increases, he later on said, this is something we shouldn't have done. Now, it's not accurate to say that he wasn't a strong national defense, because he was. Keep in mind, he inherited the Carter years. And the Carter years were the hollow force, the years of the hollow force, when he had to rebuild the military from almost the same as we did right after the Clinton years. You know, and we reduced the size of the military by 40%. And so now, anyway, history is repeating itself now with Obama in there. But at that time, I didn't think he was as aggressive as he should have been in rebuilding the defense, but he was still very aggressive, and he successfully did it.
Did you feel any personal pressure from him? Did he say, Jim, I need you on this vote, or I know you're going to vote against me? Did any of that go on?
No. Something he never once did.